This is Twit.
And so, from the, as I said at the top of the show, well, that didn't take long, department. Boy, we discussed with some skepticism on my part, I will say, a week or two ago, the release of Amazon's great new feature, Amazon Key, where, as our listeners will remember, a special Amazon camera would be positioned to look at the, you know, foyer, the entryway of a person's home, where there would be the front, you know, the back, it would be seeing the inside of the front door and the you know, the inside area. You would also have a internet-enabled smart lock on the door, and that Amazon is able to control. So the idea would be this solves the problem, which, Leo, you were explaining. I don't have the problem, but I guess it is a big problem for in some areas of Amazon wanting to deliver packages and it just being unsafe from a security standpoint. Packages are disappearing, apparently, from people's front
porch.
It's a
big problem around here, yeah.
Okay.
So, and by the way, another problem, which frankly doesn't encourage me. Remember we said it was only in areas where Amazon Logistics did the delivery.
Ah, right.
Well, I've learned that Amazon Logistics often comes in unmarked cars by a person. They basically do it like Uber. So now you're letting somebody just who drives up your driveway in an unmarked car walk in your house.
Yep. And I got such a delivery last night.
Yeah.
This is a person who didn't know where I was. And I got a phone call from area code 209. I thought, what the heck? You know, and I just ignored it the first time. Then I called again. And I thought, okay, well, that's unusual. So I picked it up and it was a person saying, where's your house? I said, who are you?
Why do you want to know, buddy?
Yeah. Anyway, so I said, okay, I'll come out. And so I came out. It was just a big white van.
Yeah.
And a person who, like, maybe, you know, like, was doing this to earn some extra
cash.
They
do it like Uber. They post them, and you take up delivery jobs just like Uber.
Wow.
And so that worries me quite a bit. And those are billed as Amazon Logistics. I don't know if that means that's who's going to have access to your house or not.
Well, so get this. So just to finish the scenario, you got the camera looking at the inside of your front door. With this system, when you permit this to happen, the delivery person is able to push a button on their little handy keypad thing or maybe on their own smartphone, probably just uses their own smartphone. Your front door, the camera starts streaming. Your front door is then unlocked, allowing them under video monitoring to open the door, slide the packages in, wave hi to the camera, and then close the door, and then they press a button saying, okay, delivery completed, and the door relocks. And the idea being then that the video that was captured of this process is then sent to the owner of the home, I think a few seconds afterwards, along with a message saying your packages are safely inside your locked front door. So the, well, that didn't take long, is Rhino Labs discovered that a courier equipped with a simple program could use their laptop, and it, you know, it'll be turned into an app before you know it, to fake a command from the house's Wi-Fi router to cause the Amazon Cloud Cam to be disconnected from the Wi-Fi network, which causes the camera to stop functioning and freezes the image at the last frame. So it's, I mean, you couldn't make this up. This is like a movie. It's literally the camera stops refreshing the image. So it shows no motion, no door opening, no one sneaking in the house. So the point is that at this point, the courier could re-enter the house. And I guess they've already done this once. I don't know why it says re-enter, but the courier re-enters, does whatever they wish with no monitoring, with no surveillance, then exits and reactivates the camera and locks the door as usual. this reentry, they write, would be undetectable by the resident and would appear like as a normal delivery in Amazon's data. So apparently this bug that they found, this glitch, essentially allows the first delivery to occur and apparently all goes well, but then to immediately reopen the door with the frozen camera and sneak around. And so while, yes, there would be some connection between some mischief and the delivery, if they did something like, you know, ran upstairs and stole some jewelry out of a jewelry case or something and then got back out of the house quickly,
you'd never know.
If you exactly, you would never know. If you didn't late in, if it was a few days later that you discovered that, or a month or a week or something, it's like, wait a minute, where's those earrings?
Yeah.
There, you have no way of associating those events. So Amazon said, in, you know, their response to this was, we currently notify customers if the camera is offline for an extended period. They said later this week, meaning this week, we will deploy an update to more quickly provide notifications if the camera goes offline during delivery. So that's good. However, the guys at Rhino Labs explaining, who know this in somewhat more detail, said while this could help Amazon Key, which is the name of the service, customers know when something is amiss, it doesn't prevent the event from happening. Ben Caudill, who's Rhino Labs' founder, told Wired magazine for their reporting of this that the only way to fully close the loophole would be to cache video locally, even when the camera is disconnected from the network. However, the cloud cam doesn't currently cache video locally, and doing so would require significantly more local storage than for the pure streaming, which is all it does. So to robustly fix this, you would need a hardware upgrade, you know, like maybe if it hasn't been 30 days, considering returning the cloud cam. Do you remember how expensive they are?
It was several hundred dollars for the setup because you need the cloud cam and the special Schlage lock.
Right.
Setup, and I think it was $399 or $299. It was not cheap.
Ooh,
that was
boy.
To me, that was enough deterrent.
Yeah, just the cost.
Just the cost. Get a Ring video doorbell. Leo, they'll know.
This is you, Leo, we're talking about.
I'm not letting these guys in.
No.
Plain, unmarked car. Come on.
Oh, yeah. What could possibly go wrong?